my crew, 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 crew. I'm in the club, so I'm gonna do, 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 do. Just what the fuck came here to do, 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 do. Yep, yep, cause it goes on and on and on.
What is up? And welcome back to Radio Libre 2.0 on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Nick, and you just heard Dynamite by Teo Cruz. What a throwback. It really makes me reminisce on my younger years. And that was Dynamite by Teo Cruz was the first song that I ever got off of iTunes. And technically I didn't get it. I asked my mom to get it for me. And it was back when I had an iPod Touch. I remember this distinctly because I got an iPod Touch and my mom got an iPod Touch. And it was like when the iPod, it was like the third generation iPod Touch when it came out, I think. And I think I was in, I just finished first grade or something, right? And I think my grandmother might have gotten it for me. And I was using it, right? You know, I was playing some Temple Run. I was playing some Angry Birds. But then she realized, she was like, you're not going to use this. So she returned it. And she bought me a DS instead. A DSi XL. And she got me Lego Star Wars. She got me... What else was it? It was Lego Star Wars, another Lego game. I don't remember. It was definitely Lego Star Wars. Oh, I remember. It was Lego Star Wars. It was the How to Train Your Dragon tie-in game, which was so much fun, and I played the hell out of that. And then it was one more game that I started with. Oh, I remember. It was the Wipeout game on DS. Three crazy games. Oh no, yes. Crazy starter games. But yeah, that was the 2000s. And that's the theme of today's episode. We're throwing it back 20 years. I don't like saying that. 20 years. We're throwing back 20 years to the 2000s. Technically, I cheated a little bit because Teo Cruz Dynamite released in early 2010. But because of how it makes it, I'm counting it for the purposes of this episode. But I hope you all enjoy some throwbacks, some nostalgia bait, maybe. But But yeah, it's crazy that that 2000 was 20 years ago. And for all those leap year people celebrating their sixth birthday, if you were born in 2000, happy sixth birthday next Thursday. But yeah, that's crazy. They would be six years old. Wild. But someone who I think encapsulates the 2000s music, she's starring in a movie this year with Joaquin Phoenix, based on a comic book property. And if you haven't guessed who I'm talking about the wonderful, amazing, meat dress wearing Lady Gaga. And here is one of her songs that's super fun, because it also reminds me of just the internet growing up. I know that the internet and me growing up with the internet was in the 2010s, not the 2000s. But here is Telephone by Lady Gaga.
Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say, say. What did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you, I'm kind of busy.
Try your call again. I'm at a payphone trying to call home all of my change I spent on you. Where have the times gone, baby? It's all wrong. Where are the plans we made for two? Yeah, I know it's hard to remember.
Why you sitting around wondering why it wasn't you who came up from nothing? Made it from the bottom, now when you see me, I'm stunting. And all of my cars are with a push of a button. Telling me I changed since I blew up or whatever you call it. Switch the number to my phone so you never could call it. Don't need my name on my show, you could tell it, I'm ballin'. Swish, what a shame, could've got picked. Had a really good game, but you missed your last shot. So you talk about who you see at the top or what you could've saw, but sad to say, it's over for. Phantom pull up, valet, open doors. Wished I'd go away, got what you was looking for. Now it's me who they want, so you can go and take that little piece of shit.
Yeah, I'm at a payphone trying to call.
That was Maroon 5, Payphone. And I was doing some check-in while that song was playing, and that song came out in 2012, not in the 2000s. So it was I kind of bent the rules a little bit. But I think it's okay, because it's a banger. And I think bangers should be allowed. So I'm letting it in. Maroon 5 is in. But the first Maroon 5 song that I ever listened to was Moves Like Jagger. And at that point, I only knew Jagger as the Rolling Stones. So for some reason, I thought the Rolling Stones sang Moves Like Jagger. And then once I recognized the name Maroon 5, I thought Maroon 5 and the Rolling Stones were the same group. So when I started listening to other Maroon 5 stuff, and I started listening to other Rolling Stones stuff, I was confused because they didn't sound similar. I mean, Moves Like Jagger doesn't sound like anything that Rolling Stones would put out. But fun fact, I was stupid when I was little. Hee hee hee, ha ha ha. But I know in the past, I feel like now we talk about music, and you guys know I am now an avid Fortnite enjoyer. But the first season of the festival mode, Fortnite Festival, is coming to an end this week. It's the last day. I think the new season starts on Thursday. And so what that means is they're going to bring in a bunch of new music. They might bring in new stages where you can play songs. And the biggest thing is they're going to bring a new icon spotlight. And what that means is, so this first season, it was The Weeknd. So there were a bunch of Weeknd songs. There was a bunch of Weeknd skins. And he was basically there all the time. His music, him in the shop, they had like its own little collection thing, right? It was all The Weeknd. So now that it's a new one, he's going to go bye-bye. And they're going to bring in a new person. And there's a lot of speculation. The biggest speculation is Lady Gaga, which I would be down for. But also like Daft Punk. There's some other people. A lot of people are saying Lil Nas X. I'd be down for that too. But right now in the past week, they've been rolling out some last bits of music. And one of them is A Boppity Bop, and I've played it so many times already, and it came out last week. And this is a certified 2000s banger. This is Aqua, and I don't even think I have to say the song, so I'm just gonna let it speak for itself.
Go party.
Was from their first album, The End, Just let that sink in for a sec. That was the Black Eyed Peas, I Got a Feeling, Will.i.am, Fergie, The Other Ones. Yeah, no, I mean, they started right before the 2010s. That first album came out in 2009. And yes, I know Barbie Girl came out in 97. I'm aware of that. This is very loosely 2000s. It's more just songs that I liked when I was little that remind me of being, as my mother just texted me, a wee laddie. But this song did come out in 2000s. So it counts on all fronts. But before we continue, you know what time it is? It's PSA time. Yeah. Okay. This is a very special PSA. Thinking about adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org. Remember, adopt, don't shop. This is a public service announcement from WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Ugh, I want a dog. I don't have one right now, and I'll get one maybe eventually, kind of. I don't know. Back to the show. This song came out, then I'm going right into the next song. This song came out in 2009 as well. But I feel like a big part of me and my memories and associations with it come from the movie Wreck-It Ralph. When Vanellope is learning how to, as the song is so aptly titled, Shut Up and Drive. So yeah, without further ado, here's Shut Up and Drive by Rihanna.
Shut up and drive. So if you're feeling Shut up and drive, 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 drive. Shut up.
I've been devoting myself to you Monday to Monday and Friday. Friday. Not getting enough retribution or decent incentives to keep me at it. Starting to feel just a little abused, like a coffee machine in an office. So I'm gonna go somewhere cozy to get me a lover and tell you about it. There's a she-wolf in the closet. On the fire department hotline in case I get in trouble later. Not looking for cute little devils or rich city guys, I just want to enjoy. But having a very good time and behave very bad in the arms of a boy.
There's a she-wolf in the closet.
That was She-Wolf by Shakira, and then right before that, that was Dance With Me by Dizzy Rascal. Two songs that I listened to, I remember hearing on the radio when I was little, but I feel like as I've gotten older, I've gone back to those songs and listened to them more, and especially Shakira. I did not listen to Shakira when I was little. I feel like it was like the Africa song. And that was it. But no, she had some good music. Oh, Hips Don't Lie. That's another one I remember. Yeah, she was great. And then Dizzy Rascal, I'm gonna be honest, that's the only song I know of Dizzy Rascal. I know there's more music, but that's all I know. But it's good. I enjoy it. It's fun. It's kind of silly. But the sound of music has really evolved, and it's really interesting when you listen to music from 10, 20 years ago and you listen to music today and you hear similarities in more mainstream music because they've found a sound that works. And then you listen to songs that have a more distinct sound, and that sound really carries. But with music artists, I feel like the biggest thing that they need to do is find a balance between a signature sound but still being able to leave room for creativity and distinction between albums, between singles. And I think that's really important, because I know that's something that a lot of artists now are struggling with. I know recently with Dua Lipa and some of her new music, even some of her hardcore fans can't recognize specific songs because they all sound like they're starting to all sound the same. And I know, for example, I think the first instance of me recognizing that phenomenon is with the Ramones album. I think it's called, it's the one that like all the Ramones songs are on. You probably know what I'm talking about. If you know a Ramones song, Blitzkrieg Bop, Hey Ho, Let's Go, She Knows a Punk Rocker, all those songs, they're on the same album. but they all sound the same, pretty relatively. And it's like that, but creating a distinct sound. And I feel like artists, like before, were really good at that. They were good at making a distinct sound, but then their sound progressed. I think Black Eyed Peas is a great example of that. Bruno Mars is a great example of that. And someone else who's a great example of that, I think, is Kid Cudi. And here from his album Man on the Moon is Pursuit of Happiness, and I love saying this, as featured in Andrew Garfield's The Amazing Spider-Man, because it is in that movie. It's a good song. So here it is. Enjoy.
Dreams. People told me slow my roll. I'm screaming out, fuck that. I'ma do just what I want. Looking ahead, no turning back. If I fall, if I die, know I lived it to the fullest. If I fall, if I die, know I lived in missing bullets.
I'm on the pursuit of happiness, and I know everything will shine. Ain't all. Sweats waking up to the sky. Tell me what you know about dreams, dreams. Tell me what you know about night. There is nothing. You don't really care about the trials of tomorrow. Rather lay awake in the bed full of sorrow.
I'm on the pursuit of happiness, and I know everything is shining.
Always go. I'll be fine once I get it. I'll be good.
Happy. so much, just love so much.
Down. That was Katy Perry, Hot and Cold, from her 2008 album, One of the Boys. One of the other hit singles on that album was I Kissed a Girl, hence One of the Boys. I'm going to be honest, Hot and Cold was probably my first favorite Katy Perry song. I have a complicated relationship with Katy Perry because she was my like favorite pop star when I was little. I really, really liked her. I loved her music. I remember my family and I, we went to go see Part of Me, the story of Katy Perry in theaters. And I remember they talked about how her birth name is Kate Hudson. But when she wanted to produce music, something about one of the unions or the guilds or representation where agencies can only represent one person with a name, which doesn't make sense because The other Kate Hudson is an actress, not a singer. I don't know, maybe just for brand's sake. That she had to find a stage name. She had to change it. And so that's how we got Katy Perry. And I didn't realize, like with SAG-AFTRA and actors, how common that is. Apparently, Emma Stone, her name is Emily, and she goes by Emily. She prefers Emily, but there was already an Emily Stone in the guild, so her union card says Emma Stone. Sorry, random tangent. But I loved Katy Perry. She was great. I loved all of her music. It was so fun. TGIF and more. And the last nail in the coffin of me saying goodbye to Taylor Swift, or not Taylor Swift, oh my goodness, to Katy Perry now was Swish Swish Bish. And the reason I say Taylor Swift is because that song was released due to beef between the two artists, Katy Perry and Taylor Swift. And that's when Taylor Swift wrote, Look What You Made Me Do, which is an awful song. And then Katy Perry said, Hold My Beer, and made an equally awful song with an equally obsessively strange music video that I have I love watching it, even though it's awful. It has the backpack kid, the kid that got famous for flossing. It has Gaten Matarazzo from Stranger Things. It has Terry Crews. I'm trying to think of everything else that's weird about this music video. It's crazy. It was when Katy Perry shaved off all her hair and bleached it. Yeah. And after that, I'm not sought out her music anymore. I'll definitely listen to her old stuff. Her old stuff's great. But then she also, she became a judge on American Idol, and she's kind of weird on that. I just know that clip of her and the country boy, and he's like, wig, and she's like, wig. I don't know what that is. What? Isn't she a millennial? What is this? What is this? I don't know. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed all the throwbacks from today. I know not all of them were 2000s throwbacks, but they were all super fun. And yeah, I don't think I have any more music for you guys. I don't think there's anything else.
Shawty's like a melody in my head that I can't keep on. Got me singing like na 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 every day. It's like my iPod stuck on replay. Shawty's like a melody in my head that I can't keep on. Got me singing like na 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 every day. It's like my iPod stuck on replay. Remember the first time we met, you was at the mall with your friends. I was scared to approach ya, but then you came closer, hoping you would give me a chance. Who would have ever knew that we would ever be more than friends? But railroad white breaking all the rules. She like a song played again and again.
That girl,
like something off a poster.
That girl,
is a dime they say.
That girl
is a gun to my holster, and she's running through my mind all day.
Hey,
shawty's like a melody in my head that I can't keep on. Got me singing like na 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 every day. It's like my iPod stuck on replay. Shawty's like a melody in my head that I can't keep on. Got me singing like na 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 every day. It's like my iPod stuck on replay. See you pin all around the globe. Not once did you leave my mind. We talk on the phone from night till the morn. Girl, it really changed my life. Doing things I never do. I'm in the kitchen cooking things she likes. Railroad wife breaking all the rules. Someday I wanna make you my wife.
That girl,
like something off a poster.
That girl
is a dime they say.
Her girl
is a gun to my holster. She's running through my mind all day.
Hey,
shawty's like a melody in my head that I can't keep on. Got me singing like na 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 every day. It's like my iPod stuck on replay. Shawty's like a melody in my head that I can't keep on. Got me singing like na 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 every day. It's like my iPod stuck on replay.
can be your melody. A girl, I could write you a symphony. The one that could fill your fantasies. So come, baby girl, let's sing with me. Yeah. I can be your melody. A girl, I could write you a symphony. The one that could fill your fantasies. So come, baby girl, let's sing with me. Yeah. Na 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 na. Shorty got me singing. Na 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 na. Now she got me singing. Like a melody in my head that I can't keep out. Got me singing like na 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 na. Every day's like my eyeballs stuck on replay, replay. Shawty's like a melody in my head that I can't keep out. Got me singing like na 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 na. Every day's like my eyeballs stuck on replay, replay.
Sorry about that. I just had to do it. That was Replay by Yaz. That is the modern Rickroll song. Of course, if you're unfamiliar with the term Rickroll, I'm referring to Never Gonna Give You Up by the legendary Rick. No, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, no, I just wanted to take a little trip down memory lane today, because, you know, it's almost March, which means it's almost my birthday, and I'm counting down the days, but I have so much to get through until then. You know, leap day really comes and gets ya, but we're gonna make it through. And yeah, I hope you liked all the music. I hope, even though it didn't cookie cutter fit into the 2000s theme, it was more like a throwback. It was throwbacks. It was fun. It was good. It was fun. But yeah, that's all for today. If you liked what you heard on the show, Radio Libre 2.0's complete chronological music catalog can be found on Apple Music. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. And this has been Radio Libre 2.0, wishing you a great Tuesday, a great cutoff week. For all students, don't forget that Thursday is a Monday because they like messing with everyone and making everything weird. So make sure to not go to your Thursday class on Thursday because it's technically a Monday. But yeah, have a great Tuesday and live your truth.
Supposed to inspire.